your superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply. It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. It's Tuesday, which means that during the first hour, we'll be doing the Blueprint Power Hour with Rob Regish. And during the second hour, we're going to do a Muscle Saves Lives episode. We're going to be talking to Matt Capitelli, who is a brain cancer survivor and a true superhuman in all senses of the word. And you're going to be inspired by this story, I can promise you. But first, let's be inspired by Rob Regish. How you doing, Rob?
Doing great, man. How about you?
Good. So what's this I hear about raw milk and you meeting finally?
Yeah, well, you know, I was listening to Casual Friday and you and Alyssa talking about it. And I said, you know, it's time to pull the trigger. So I went to a local farm out here, grabbed some, and I have to tell you, it just tastes so much better than regular pasteurized store-bought milk. And I've been drinking it for about a week. And no, I haven't died. No, I haven't gotten sick. It's great, man. It's absolutely fantastic.
There's no doubt about it.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I asked them about colostrum, too, and whether they offered it. So the guy takes my cell number, and he says, I'll call you. So I leave, and I figure, he's never going to call me. Within 5 minutes, he called back and he said, we don't offer that. We save it for the calves. But the point being, they're a lot like the folks at Whole Foods and people that deal with organic foods in general. Farm-to-table people are good people, yeah. And they keep their promises.
Well, and now I got to tell you something. I'm going to let the cat out of the bag. Because colostrum is such a wonderful superfood.
And oh, you're going to carry
a recent study that was just published just supports all the other studies that show that colostrum has the ability to improve performance. And I am in negotiations with the single best colostrum provider in the world to offer it to our audience at a special price. Because not everybody can get – look, if you can get raw and pasteurized colostrum, you only get it periodically. When a calf is born, and then only second day or third day colostrum. These guys are producing powder from first day colostrum, sometimes 6 hour colostrum. So this is really exciting. And I actually have a discussion with them today, and I'm hoping that they say they want to come aboard because I know my audience will, no pun intended, gobble this stuff up because it's the real thing. So anyway, okay. So on that note, we missed a question last week. And Diana Carr said that she's going to slap both of us when she meets us. And now I'm like,
I like that.
No, I told her that. I said, don't threaten Rob with that because he'll want you to slap him. She says, she actually asked this question 2 weeks ago and we didn't get to it. I love Superhuman Radio. Out of all the paleo health oriented podcasts I listen to, I love yours the best. Thank you. A question for Rob about DMSO. I recently injured my hip hamstring. I was diagnosed with hamstring tendonitis. I've had that with multiple ART and massage therapy sessions, and a few grand out of my pocket. Wow. I am training and like I did before the injury. However, if I attempt to sprinting, the pain returns. I heard you talk about DMSO and delimitine a few times. I went ahead and bought some DMSO, 99% on Amazon, and mixing it with the Young Living Pan Away and other essential oils for muscle. Sunday, I sprained, broke, not sure, my toe. See my Facebook post on this. I've been using DMSO with Heals Tramiel. I don't know what that is either. Tramiel. Could you or Rob give some more detailed info on DMSO and the protocol for my hamstring issue? And for healing my toe, would delimitine work better? I have some opinion on this, but you go first.
Okay, DMSO's healing action can be attributed to a couple of things. First and foremost, it has the ability to quickly combine with water. And in an injury with pervasive inflammation, that's key. Here's why. Inflamed tissues are filled with water, and the swelling just leads to more inflammation and further injury. DMSO assists by drawing water out of the inflamed tissues, and it reduces that swelling quickly. That property also allows it to quickly traverse the skin, allowing you to add other agents, let's say curcumin, which will then tag along with DMSO to the site of injury. Now, since curcumin stains everything bright orange, you should be aware of that, suggests Sabinsa's curcumin C3 redux for that purpose. Secondly, back to DMSO, it has strong analgesic properties, and it's quite effective at reducing pain. Last but not least, it's an excellent antioxidant and does a great job at mopping up cellular damage.
Okay, one thing you should be aware of real quick on that note, 99% DMSO does not have as good a penetration rate as 70% or below. And people are going to go, what? Yeah. What? How could that be?
Yeah.
For the reason that Rob just said, you need some water in DMSO for it to get through the stratum corneum.
Yeah.
Okay?
So... Excellent point. Counterintuitive, but excellent point. So you want to apply a quarter-sized dab of DMSO gel or solution to the injured area, you know, daily. That helps. It helps even more if you can do it within a few hours of incurring the injury. That's why I bring some everywhere with me. Bruises, for example, either disappear completely or greatly fade versus getting worse. If that's any indication for you. For your purposes, Diana, I'd consider applying it 15 minutes prior to your art and or massage therapy sessions and, of course, prior to training. D-limonene has its own healing properties, and it's best used in a 2-to-1 ratio with DMSO. If nothing else, it has that pleasant citrus scent, which is going to mask the DMSO garlic-like smell, which is its one drawback.
Okay, and also keep in mind that both DMSO and D-limonene are penetration vehicles. And the reason that you should be aware of this is because you should make sure that the skin is clean, because anything on the surface of the skin will enter the skin once you apply these two things.
Right.
So just keep that in mind. They're indiscriminate of what they carry through the skin, unlike a compounded lecithin organogel, for instance, which will only carry through the skin what has been compounded into it. So keep that in mind. Okay, we're actually going to take an early break so that we can cover a lot of these other questions. We've got lots of good questions today. When we come back.
She has the second part.
Oh, did I miss something? I take that back. I'm so sorry. Okay. Oh, I've already gone through various sports creams, and they don't last long. On a side note, I take Epsom salt baths once a week and use a homemade magnesium oil that I make myself. Would DMSO help enhance the absorption of the magnesium oil? Can you speak to taking DMSO internally? How does that work? Thank you so much, P.S. You have a lot of commercials, but I don't mind them. You give quality information. I actually like the commercials. I have them memorized. Thanks so much for your hard work and free shows you put out. There you go.
Yeah, the short answer here is you can mix equal parts of magnesium oil with 70% DMSO and apply it to those problem areas. DMSO internally, I've heard of it, but to be honest, I don't have any practical experience with it. My business partner does, and he's spoken highly of it. I'd be a little concerned with the taste and the possible burning sensation, but again, no practical experience. One final note, if you haven't already, please do consider Phoenix Kinetic Cream, because since making that recommendation, I have since heard nothing but excellent feedback. Literally, every person I've spoken to loves this stuff. It's no surprise why. I did a detailed formula analysis in the Blueprint Bulletin some time back, if you're interested in the why it works. So I would look into that.
There you go. Okay, now we can take the break. and during the break, make sure you listen for the special offer from Rob Regish, author of The Blueprint. If you get The Blueprint now, you will automatically get a 3-month subscription to the Blueprint Bulletin, plus the add 1 inch to your upper arms Superhuman University course. All of that for the simple price of the Blueprint. Check it out. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Okay, are you ready? toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to oral health problems. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good, people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
New from Rob Regish. Purchase the Blueprint 3.0 today and lock in your free 3-month subscription to the Blueprint Bulletin. Find out what many in the BP Army already know. This is the best investment they've ever made. Includes the free Superhuman University, add 1 inch to your upper arms course, and 3 months of Blueprint Bulletin secrets to up your game. Click the Blueprint banner ad today or go to bodybuildingsupplements.com and purchase your ticket to Gainesville in the fast lane. Summer's almost here. Are you ready to put on your bathing suit and hit the beach? Age Force can help. Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch for 1 month absolutely free. The Advanced 7 Keto and T2 formula with sustained time-release delivery make this the most potent and effective fat loss supplement, period. Try it for 30 days absolutely free and see for yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today. What do you have to lose other than body fat? Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch today. Absolutely free. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad now.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Are you still using toxic toothpaste? Seriously. I asked people for their comments about Aura MD, and I've got so many positive comments. Have you used Aura MD? Do you like it? Don't you like it? Email me at onair@superhumanradio.com and tell me about your personal experience with Aura MD. Okay. The next question comes from Tom Stinson. He says, I've been dieting down slowly for months using the carb cycling system similar to the Carb Night solution. I've been training with higher reps and high volume as I can't lift heavy when on a low-carb system. With that being said, I've lost some strength and muscle size. My question is, what's the fastest way to regain lost strength and size? I know the post-diet gains come pretty quick due to muscle memory and diet rebound effects. Specifically, I'm looking for the training program to best gather this low-hanging fruit while it lasts. Usually for me, this window lasts about 6 weeks until my body returns to normal, slow gains. Please be specific, as in rest days, reps, sets, rest periods, etc. Feel free to reword this question as needed. Oops, a little late. Okay, go ahead.
All right, regaining size and strength after losing those is usually a function of two factors. One, reacclimating your central nervous system with the heavy iron, and two, stuffing more glycogen, amino acids, and water into the muscle cell. Now, both of those are predicated on several factors, primarily inadequate and adequate rest periods between sets and getting the enzyme glycogen synthase jumping while sharpening up the central nervous system. Let's talk about how best to go about it then. First, you want to structure your workouts as follows. Day one, you're going to be working on central nervous system strength. Heavy weights, long rest periods between sets, 5 minutes plus. Day two, you're going to focus on ATP and phosphocreatine depletion and repletion. That's defined as adequate rest between sets around 3 minutes. And then day three, glycogen replenishment and GH stimulation. That's predicated on less than adequate recovery. It upregulates storage of glycogen water, and it boosts GH via lactic acid accumulation. You know, your rest days are always predicated upon the individual's, you know, rate of recovery. Underlying all of that is the quality of your diet and sleep. Generally speaking, though, I favor a one-on, two-off to begin, and then periodically revisiting once every 10 days or so, to move to a one-on, three-off, because muscles grow while you rest. It's been said before, and it's true. It's not the notes that make the music, but the spaces in between. So in terms of sets and reps, the following apply to each type of training. Central nervous system work, 5 sets of 5 on the big basic compound movements. ATP, phosphocreatine work, 6 sets of 6 to 10 reps in escalating density training type fashion. And then finally, glycogen replenishment and GH stimulation. The best for that is a giant loop of 8 to 10 isolation exercises, generally 10 to 15 reps per set, the exception being hamstrings, which should always be trained at 8 reps or less. So, final word, putting this all together isn't easy, but I'll take my shot. Day one, 5 sets of 5 with 5 minutes of rest between sets. You want to focus on performing 2 to 3 heavy pressing and pulling exercises like the bench or the deadlift. Day two, 6 sets of 6 to 10 reps with 3 minutes rest between sets in escalating density training type fashion. Day three, 4 loops of 8 to 10 isolation exercises, no rest in between sets, 2 minutes between each loop using 10 to 15 reps per movement with the exception of hamstrings. It's best to alternate back and forth between the upper and lower body exercises, making sure your abs are working last in the loop. So when you put that all together in the context of a correct frequency schedule, all three are going to contribute to regaining your lost size and strength ASAP. Hope that helps, brother.
And if you're in a hurry, try what MMA fighters and boxers have known about for decades now. When they get depleted to make weight, guess what they take that night after they make weight? That in some cases will put 10 pounds on them. Glycerin. Oh. Glycerin.
Glycerin, yeah.
A tablespoon of glycerin in 8 to 12 ounces of water, depending on how depleted you are, 1 or 2 times throughout the day, and watch your muscles swell up.
Yeah.
Now, this is only true if you're truly depleted. If you've got plenty of muscle glycogen, it's not going to help. But if you're really depleted and you're struggling as a result of being depleted, try some glycerin.
Amen.
So there you go.
Great stuff.
Aaron Mackin says, I'd love to hear your opinion on the top 3 exercises, top 3 lifestyle tips, and top 3 supplements. Also, female Marines now have to perform pull-ups. Any training tips? Yes, do pull-ups. They are concerned about busting out of their uniforms on top. Need to get a minimum of 3 reps, but 8 is the best score for a woman.
All right. So for top 3 exercises, my picks would be dips, chins, and squats. Top 3 lifestyle tips, get your sleep in order. 7 to 10 hours of deep, refreshing sleep every night, no exceptions. Second, eat organic. Switch from processed and Monsanto-laced foods to free-range, grass-fed, and or organic. do your shopping at Whole Foods and Trader Joe's and check labels. And then three, prehab, rehab movements are a must. You've got to find some form of restorative or recovery work that best suits you. And that can take the form of chiropractic, massage, sled work, meditation, whatever suits your needs. Top three supplement tips. One, creatine. It does so much for so little financial outlay. You know, I wouldn't be without it. Two, EGCG from green tea extract. 300 milligrams a day, with or without the 200 milligrams of caffeine. You know, the research here supports everything from the fact that it improves liver and kidney health, extends lifespan, improves glucose uptake in the muscle, burns fat, and it will give you energy, healthy energy. And then finally, adaptogens. You know, things like Tranquilogen or Synthogen, or standalone extracts of rhodiola, rhopaticum carthamoids extract, or maca. Stress affects women more than men. And it's sad to say, but after you're done taking care of us, working full-time, cooking, cleaning, and being Wonder Woman, your adrenals and cortisol levels are usually shot. And adaptogens are way overlooked, in my opinion, especially for women. With respect to the pull-ups,
I get to look at this before he says it. I like this one. This is funny. Go ahead.
Okay. With respect to the pull-ups for women, same applies to men. Here are your top three tips. Resistance bands, and finally, resistance bands. I don't like or recommend that Gravitron thing here. It's the usual advice given out by many personal trainers, but most advanced men, let alone beginners, have no idea how to parlay that into unassisted chin-ups. The resistance band is so much easier to use, so let's break it down for everyone. You want to begin by purchasing a quality mini band by visiting EliteFTS.com. That's Dave Tate's site, Elite Fitness Systems. You're looking for the EFS Pro Mini Band, Pro Mini Resistance Band. They're just $960 per band. And given you're using them for pull-ups, you'll likely only need one. Two is still a good buy, and it's going to last you years. Important to point out that why you want these versus those found at Walmart. Elite FTS's minis are 41 inches long, half inch wide, and are comprised of 15 layers of latex. That latter point is an important one, given cheap bands fall under the category of buy cheap, buy twice, or three times. I learned that one the hard way. Next, you want to begin by looping one of the bands around the middle of the bar and then standing on the other end with both feet. Once you can perform two sets of 10 in that fashion, progress by looping the band around your knees, building up to two sets of 7, tucking your feet back and underneath you. Finally, you want to keep one leg straight, tuck the other one up and back. Loop the band around the ankle of the tucked leg, building up to two sets of 5 reps for each side. Sooner or later, those training wheels, meaning the band, are going to come off, and you're going to be able to perform unassisted chin-ups. And once you do, I would suggest varying the set and rep range in the following fashion. Start out with one set of 1, then 2 sets of 2, until you're able to do 3 sets of 3. Thereafter, you can ensure progression by performing 1 set of 3, 2 sets of 4, and 3 sets of 5. Rinse, wash, and repeat until you ultimately arrive at 1 set of 10, which is going to blow the doors off your high-end goal of 1 set of 8 and make a statement. There's no worries on busting out of your uniform. It'll only enhance your feminine curves and get you out of the dreaded most people category, which I rail against. So I hope that helps, Aaron. Please do let me know how you ladies make out.
Yeah, very, very good tip. I'm thinking we should take a break now and come back and do Scott Connor's question. We'll take a break here just a minute and a half early, if that's okay with you, Rob, and then we'll come back and we'll do Scott Connor, okay?
Sure.
You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour, brought to you by The Blueprint. Get your copy of The Blueprint, plus 3 months free Blueprint Bulletin, delivered right to your inbox, and the add 1 inch to your upper arms in a single workout routine that Rob
made the most popular routine on the Superhuman University. Check it out. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Blueprint banner ad today. We'll be right back.
The romance is dead, cause there's so little else.
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
New from Rob Regish. Purchase the Blueprint 3.0 today and lock in your free 3-month subscription to the Blueprint Bulletin. Find out what many in the BP Army already know. This is the best investment they've ever made. Includes the free Superhuman University, add 1 inch to your upper arms course, and 3 months of Blueprint Bulletin secrets to up your game. Click the Blueprint banner ad today or go to bodybuildingsupplements.com and purchase your ticket to Gainesville in the fast lane.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Could Altrian supplements be better than a Myers cocktail? Find out for yourself when you try Altrian C and Altrian ME. Using liposomal encapsulated technology, Altrian C's gel delivers up to 200% more vitamin C than pills or powders. The Altrian ME gel provides a high-performance blend of B vitamins and minerals. Make your own Altrian cocktail 100% risk-free. Call 888-437-6353 or order at feelgoodc.com. That's feelgoodc.com. Use coupon code FREE and ask about a free gift with every order you place. Order today at feelgoodc.com or 888-437-6353. Don't forget to mention coupon code FREE to receive your free gift.
You basically live life thanks to vitamin D. It affects every type of cell and tissue in your body. This is the reason optimizing your vitamin D blood level is essential for healthy living. The most efficient way to optimize your blood level is to take the perfect dose. And the most cost-effective way to determine the perfect dose is through vitamin D blood testing. The vitamin D test for Superhuman Radio is only $30, $17 cheaper than the lowest member price. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad to order.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. So the next question comes from Scott Connor. Regarding deadlifts, I've hit a stall in my pull. I've hit 425 pounds once. But generally, I'm maxing out at 405. My issue is getting it off the floor. Once the bar is off the floor, I have no issues with the lockout. But there are times when I just can't get the lift started. My question is, I've started incorporating deficit Romanian deadlifts to build my ground strength. And you should explain what these are, too, just to be on the safe side. In your opinion, is this a recommendation of yours? How much of a deficit is optimal? I've gone as low as just a single plate, about 2 inches, and as high as about an inch below where the bar is over my toes, about 9 inches. I'm also wondering how frequently would you implement these? I usually train max deadlifts once every 8 to 10 days to allow CNS recovery.
Yeah, with respect to the Romanian deadlift, I'm a little perplexed as to why he's using it in the deficit, because because the true Romania deadlift is a shortened version of the deadlift, wherein it's brought just below the knees and then snapped back up, driving the hips through. So,
and you know what? I've made this mistake too. I refer to the Romanian deadlift what is really what most people call the conventional deadlift. So I have to assume that he's talking about the conventional deadlift, where you're not a sumo. Your hands aren't between your legs; they're on the outside of your knees.
Yeah. Well, having said that, deadlifts from a deficit, they're an important part of the solution here, no doubt. But a deficit of 2 to 9 inches isn't optimal, which I'll get to in a second. What's really missing in your case is speed strength. You have to remember, force equals mass times acceleration, and everyone, it seems, is working on adding more weight or mass to the bar. So let's put this all together. In terms of training frequency, I would suggest training the deadlifts 3 times a month in the following fashion. Day 1, speed strength. That's defined as the ability to quickly develop force against a light resistance. You want to perform 10 sets of 2 reps with just 50% of your 1 rep max, which in your case is around 200 pounds. Focusing on moving the bar at maximum velocity. Rest periods here are short, on the order of 30 to 45 seconds, no more. Day 2 is where you'll perform your sticking point work. We all have issues to address, and sticking points are no exception. For this, I would suggest a 5 set of 5, 5 reps format from a 6-inch deficit with no less than 5 minutes between sets. By increasing the range of motion, you will gain the ability to generate greater force out of the hole, which is your sticking point. Too little of a range of motion, you cited, I think, 2 inches, and you really lose the benefits out of the hole. Too much, I think you cited 9, and you're risking injury. So don't go to the extremes. Day 3 is devoted to maximal strength. Max strength being defined as the amount of strength one can exert under voluntary effort. Working in the 90th percentile of your 1 rep max with up to 10 minutes of rest between sets, even more in some cases, is what's called for here. Ideally, you want to use German loading pattern 1 or 1 workout a week to a new peak, which are loading patterns that are contained in the blueprint. I usually recommend them for this purpose. Each of those adds a quality 5% or more to your 1 rep max. So in your case, Scott, that means 425 pounds versus 405 in just those 6 workouts. Final word, training the deadlift is problematic insofar as how quickly it can fry your central nervous system. If you train it too heavy and too frequently, the results are predictable. Plateaus or worse, injuries. We don't make that mistake in Blueprint, utilizing up to 6 pretty darn savvy loading patterns that are worth the price of admission alone. Since you already have those, Scott, coupling speed strength, max strength, and sticking point work, you can still train it frequently enough to address, you know, to get you to the grocery store, so to speak. Final point, proficiency with the barbell is predicated upon practice. And practice is the mother of all skills. The tips I've dropped here allow you to practice raising those 3 important strength qualities simultaneously. I hope that helps, brother.
And one last thing I'd like to throw in. Do not underestimate the value of hip thrusts off of a bench to improve both the bottom of your squat, which is the same thing as the starting point of your deadlift. The thing that moves the weight first, if you're doing it properly because you got your lower back locked out, is your legs. The thing that moves your legs first from a dead stop are your glutes and your hips, like a hinge.
Yep.
They have to come up and in order for the quads to even become functional, because the quads at a 90-degree angle, they're not functional yet, okay?
Definitely.
So don't discount the importance of getting your glutes and your hips strong. Try doing hip thrusts off of a bench. I just hit a new PR of 485 for 8 reps, and I can tell you that I just deadlifted yesterday, and the bar is coming off the ground really, really fast all of a sudden for me.
Yeah, and you know what? It's a concentric-only lift, right? It's one of the few where you don't have a negative that precedes the positive.
Well, after the first rep, that's not true, because you are getting, but I'll tell you something. The hardest one is the one that gets it moving from the floor up until you're in that bridge position. That's the one I have to grunt on. The other seven, they're a little bit easier because you are preloading the muscles. They are stretching while staying static, so you got a little bounce to it. But that first rep, getting that 485 off the floor, using my hips, took every ounce of strength I had and focus. And I'm telling you, my bottom of my my bottom of my squat and the beginning point of my deadlift are stronger now because I'm doing more of these hip thrusts that some people think are only for chicks.
Not with 485.
Okay. Next question comes from Robert Puentes. I'm 52 years old with 30-plus years of training. I've been bilateral hip replacement and looking for a few good leg exercises that will benefit me. I have to stay away from heavy deads and squats. My glutes have become pretty weak. Any thoughts? Wow. I didn't even read this. Yeah. Hip thrust. Thanks. 6'2", 230 pounds, 9% body fat. It sounds pretty good to me right there.
Yeah. Well, you know, as I see it, you're an excellent candidate for Tabata, bodyweight squats, and single-legged squats. The former are performed as follows. You perform as many bodyweight squats as possible within 20 seconds. You know, next you're going to rest for 10 seconds and then repeat that process for 8 rounds. It's absolutely brutal. It is also a terrific stimulus for muscle growth and conditioning if there ever was one. With respect to pure leg and hip strength, there's no finer exercise than one-legged squats. And here, I would suggest standing on a flat bench with a regular belt, just a belt that you would put around your jeans, looped over a chin-up bar. Holding that belt with your left or opposite hand, squat down with your right leg until such time as your glutes touch your Achilles tendon. Repeat on the opposite leg and perform for multiple sets of 7, 5, and 3 reps, dedicating, you know, a rep range to each session. You want to try to hold the light dumbbell in front of you as you get stronger. Ironically, it makes the balance a little bit easier. Use that belt for balance and as little assistance as you need to get out of the bottom. Over time, you can wean yourself off the belt by grasping it with 3 fingers, 2 fingers, and then 1 finger, etc., until such time as you can do them without the belt. The one-legged squat builds incredible strength, balance, and flexibility while strengthening the underlying tissues such as bursa, fascia, tendons, ligaments, and especially your joints, in addition to the muscles. You want to perform these workouts then in the following fashion. Day 1, Tabata bodyweight squats. Day 2, upper body work. Day 3, single-legged squats. Day 4, upper body work. Day 6, Tabata bodyweight squats. Rinse, wash, and repeat until such time as you have mastered the one-legged squat for 20 reps each side. Once that's done, you'll be in fantastic shape to either return to the weights or continue your bodyweight squatting adventures. I hope that helps, man.
You know what? Let's go ahead, see if we can get Johnny Gray's question in really quickly here, because then we have the blueprint tip of the day.
Yeah.
After getting pretty jacked up for a few years now, I've made some pretty bad mistakes. While I never abandoned lifting, I wound up dropping from 235 down to my current 175. Several people keep asking me questions like, what happened? Are you sick? One coworker even said, compared to what I once was, I now look like a lollipop. Long story short, I'm going through my past logs and going to make one more run at 400-pound bench. Past best was 365. I know that what works for me training and supplement wise was using the blueprint and Cre-Anabolin at my peak. I know it shares some common ingredients, but how is Syntagen different? What I never kept great records on was diet. I know I need to eat more, but what's your opinion on Dr. DePasquale's anabolic diet? And I got to say something real quick. Don't make one more run at 400-pound bench. Make the 400-pound bench and then stay there. Don't look at it like you're peaking and you're done. You got to keep getting stronger. The older you get, you have to keep getting stronger. So whenever you hit that 400, try to stay with it. Don't go, okay, I reached my goal and now I'm going to back off. Okay, that's all I'm going to say. Good, you jump in.
Well, the bad news here is he's lost a ton of size and strength. I mean, when people are saying you look like a lollipop, something's wrong. But the good news is is this. By bulking up years ago, it's going to be a lot easier to regain that mass, and it comes back faster, right? Muscle memory. You're correct that creatine and synthogen, they do share a common ingredient. This was actually relayed to me over the phone. Reponticum carthamoids extract is the common denominator. It's the same full-spectrum material that we use in creatine. The point I'm trying to make is synthogen is going to vastly accelerate your recovery, which at your age, you know, 43, is going to be a world of difference versus, well, say, your mid to late 30s when you were doing this before. The more productive workouts you can jam into any week, month, or year, the faster you're going to progress. With respect to the anabolic diet, I've used it when it debuted back in 95. I used that to bulk from 195 to 252. So here's what you need to know in no particular order. Calories need to be high during the week, especially if you're an ectomorph. Your heaviest training days should come on Mondays after the weekend carb load. You'll find your strength waning as the week goes on, so you need to adjust your training accordingly. And then creatine should be loaded every weekend. When I pulled this off back in 95, right, creatine mono, EAS is phosphagen. It was expensive as hell, but it worked. So if I knew then what I know now, here are the modifications I'd make, given your goals. The framework of the diet remains the same. High fat, moderate protein, and low carbs, 30 grams or less Monday through Friday. High carbs, moderate protein, and fat, and moderate fat on the weekends. You want to get as many healthy fats as possible during the week from olive, fish, and black seed oil, because those fats have anti-inflammatory and other beneficial properties. In fact, black seed oil, aka Nigella sativa, just 2 tablespoons a day, it's way overlooked because it increases glutathione levels 500% above normal in some studies. Creatine mono, still solid, most likely your economical, you know, go-to product. Dicreatine malate, and creatine hydrochloride are two others that I recommend. During the week, using synthogen, you're just going to recover faster. It's, you know, you've seen the feedback. I'll leave it at that.
Yeah.
I did write a specific protocol for this called the Blueprint Meteoric. It was never released to the general public. It never will be. I save it for my customized plan. Guys, if you're interested in that, you can email me at theblueprintarmy@gmail.com. I'll send it to you. It's $25. And it's a ton of information.
The Blueprint Army, all one word, @gmail.com?
Right.
Okay.
@gmail.com. So here's the bottom line. The anabolic diet was and still is an excellent strategy for bulking up, especially to minimize body fat accumulation. Since it debuted 18 years ago, though, we've learned a lot since then. The tips I've outlined here, and in particular the twist that I put on it in the Meteoric, will greatly amplify your results. Sup outlay is minimal, and it makes a huge difference in terms of getting better results faster. I hope that helps, Johnny.
I think that will. And I would take him up on that Blueprint Meteoric. I remember when you worked on that, and we thought you were going to release it, right? But you decided that it wasn't really a prime time. That people had to have a certain structure and certain information before they jumped into that. That's a much more advanced program, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Okay. All right, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we got the Blueprint Tip of the Day. How the Blueprint was born. Rob gave birth to it. He was in labor for 13 weeks. You're going to hear about it when we come back. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Yeah. If you're taking more than one nutritional supplement, stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food you can buy. Even Olympic athletes have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. You take just one nutritional supplement to help the brain with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity. It is safe with no contraindications. Learn more at BioAge.com or call 877-288-9116. Mention Superhuman Radio and get a 10% discount. You can also go to SuperhumanRadio.com and click the BioAge banner ad. Enter promo code SHR for a discount.
Could Altrient supplements be better than a Myers cocktail? Find out for yourself when you try Altrient C and Altrient ME. Using liposomal encapsulated technology, Altrient C's gel delivers up to 200% more vitamin C than pills or powders. The Altrient ME gel provides a high-performance blend of B vitamins and minerals. Make your own Altrient cocktail 100% risk-free. Call 888-437-6353 or order at feelgoodc.com. That's feelgoodc.com. Use coupon code FREE and ask about a free gift with every order you place. Order today at feelgoodc.com or 888-437-6353. Don't forget to mention coupon code FREE to receive your free gift.
Summer's almost here. Are you ready to put on your bathing suit and hit the beach? Age Force can help. Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch for 1 month absolutely free. The Advanced 7 Keto and T2 formula with sustained time-release delivery make this the most potent and effective fat loss supplement, period. Try it for 30 days absolutely free and see for yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today. What do you have to lose other than body fat? Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch today. Absolutely free. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad now. Get a free jug of BCAA Extended Performance. That's a $26 freebie when you buy Muscle Gauge Nutrition's Intense, the safest, most effective pre-workout alternative to DMAA. Intense is designed to quickly boost focused energy in a great-tasting formula free of aspartame or ACE-K. Only half the caffeine of top-selling concentrated pre-workout formulas on the market. Intense delivers unparalleled mental focus and energy to power your workouts. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Intense banner ad and use coupon code SUPER. That's S-U-P-E-R. People who want the best whey protein in the world turn to WhayNaturalUSA.com. Whey Natural USA produces the only whey protein from grass pasture-fed cows raised right here in the USA. You cannot get the same quality whey protein anywhere else, period. Whey Natural USA is cold-processed through the patented Chill-Rite process, so all the undenatured fractions of whey stay intact. Just pure grass pasture-fed whey in all its natural glory. Go to WhayNaturalUSA.com today and find out what you've been missing. Whey Natural USA. At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Two trailer park girls go round the outside.
Round the outside. Round the outside. We're going to have Eminem on the show someday. He's a big fan of physical culture and raw milk, I heard, and all that sort of stuff. Don't forget, after this interview is over, we're going to have Matt Capitelli on as we do a Muscle Saves Lives episode about a guy who had brain cancer and then went on to win the WWE Tough Enough Challenge number 3 post-brain cancer. Dude is built like a rock, strong and thick, looks like a bull. You'd never believe he had brain cancer. He's going to tell his story. It's going to be very empowering, I can tell you that. Okay, so, Rob, is it true that the birth of the blueprint was preceded by immaculate conception? Is that true?
No, but it's an interesting story, real interesting. And it may help people that currently have it as well that are, you know, folks that are on the fence. So by now, right, the blueprint's reputation is well established. Truthfully, it is the fastest way to get to Gainesville. It's absolutely loaded with enough training, diet, and supplement info to last you a lifetime. I've had many people write to ask how the whole thing happened. So for the first time ever, I'm going to speak to that here. Here's how it all went down. around 2008, I was sitting on a broken dream because I was way past my prime. My back was injured, and I had a decision to make. Sit on 24 boxes worth of hard-earned lessons or share them with those that were willing to listen. That decision was easy enough. I simply decided to throw out 25 years of what didn't work and weave together what did. I'm going to be honest, though, and tell you I had no idea where to start until I printed off a copy of Dan Duchesne's Dirty Dieting newsletter and headed into the backyard with a highlighter in hand because for once I had to organize my thoughts. There are 10 such issues still available of that Dirty Dieting newsletter, 5 published in 97 and a further 5 in 98. Amongst other gems, there's information in there pertaining to making your own GHB from research chemicals, underground steroid basics, making testosterone from androstenedione, and even how to make your own MRPs and creatine candies. You're also going to recognize several up-and-coming writers who would go on to become household names in our business. Names like Patrick Arnold and Bill Roberts. Established experts such as Mike Zimpano, whom Duchesne himself learned from, also contributed. It was the September 97 issue, though, that caught my eye, and because there was an article in there that really struck a chord with me. It was called The Anabolic Catabolic Diet, penned by Darkhan Grootstein. It was Duchesne writing under an alias.
Huh.
In it, he asked himself to expand on a most interesting topic. Dan asked me to comment on the ABCD diet. He went on to pan the 2-week cycles of dieting and overfeeding as laying down too much fat, instead putting forth the theory that a 5 to 10 day catabolic phase followed by an up to 20 day overfeeding phase would be a better alternative. He went so far as to refer to the overfeeding phase as feasting, and even italicized that word. During the catabolic phase, he postulated an attempt to lose muscle would do what no prescription drug could do, deactivate the ATP-dependent proteolytic pathway. Further stated that during that time, overtraining is a must and consider making it last only 5 days. After the catabolic phase, he speculated that both anabolism and catabolism would be very low, but anabolism would be primed to be accelerated while catabolism lagged. Espoused that if you were using chemical assistance to initiate their use upon refeeding. If not, he advocated that effective legal supplements at the time, and there were few, creatine monohydrate being one, be used when you start overfeeding. So the gears started turning in my eyes, and it boiled down to this. I added snippets from other various sources, including putting finer points on accumulation intensification training, the advances made in legal supplements, etc. I also recognized the need for gains to be cemented in drug-free athletes before repeating the process, which I termed cruise, the cruise phase. So the blueprint shell then had been cemented, famine, feast, and cruise. I rolled that up into the Blueprint 1.0 and farmed it out to some local athletes. When that yielded great results, I then sent it to John Drake down at Muscle and Sports Science in Athens, Georgia. Now, Athens is a college town with plenty of students that are willing to serve as guinea pigs. A month or so later, I heard back. He said, "You've struck gold with this, Rob. Let's run with it." So in April 2009, the Blueprint went up for sale. And the few people that did buy it were raving about it. Now, since Famine and Cruise worked so well, I didn't mess with success. Those remain untouched, even in the latest rendition. Big fan of, not fixing what isn't broken. Based on the initial feedback, I expanded the feast phase in both duration and scope, mostly in the form of boosting alpha strength by using loading patterns from Germany, Russia, and elsewhere that I found in various places. But I also encountered a problem. Steve Shawcross, he was a personal trainer in the Pacific Northwest, wasn't a happy camper. He had problems getting traction when starting Feast, and he let me know about it in no uncertain terms. So I went to work finding a better solution. The five-workout bridge in the Feast was born. Presto. Today, virtually everyone who picks it up gains big and fast when they initiate Feast. It was there, for example, when TurboFlex, a.k.a. Justin Kuntz, picked it up. He made epic gains on the order of adding 75 to 100 pounds to his squat and deadlift, along with corresponding muscle growth, all within 6 weeks. You know, his post on bodybuilding.com sparked a 50-page, you know, thread with plenty of new eyes on it, but also a lot of haters. You know, finally, I solicited the Blueprint Army on what they wanted next, and they wanted it all. They wanted size, strength, and abs, and I gave it to them in the Blueprint 3.0. So having taken the fundamentals as far as they would go, I then turned my attention to supplementation. And Dr. Scott Connolly, who had been generous enough to share many bags of his long-out-of-circulation Progenix recovery product, which I, in turn, shared with others. And that mysterious silver bag began showing up on the doorstep of select members of the Blueprint Army. And then the forum reviews started pouring in, speaking to incredible benefits. Now, the good doctor subsequently became embroiled in a legal matter, so I wasn't able to tap his brain anymore. There was another more vexing problem, though. Progenix recovery was gone, and it's never coming back.
And hence the birth of Synthogen.
Yeah.
I mean, really, that's why. I mean, I remember talking to you. You're like, I don't know what I'm going to do without Progenix. I guess I'm going to have to come up with something on my own.
Yeah. So for that, I found something in the writings of Rick Bruner. For those unfamiliar, Bruner ran a supplement company called Aletica during the late 80s and early 90s, and he was the first to import authentic Soviet adaptogens, Retibol being one, and refine their use in the West. And he also married those to some novel, even by today's standards, hydrolyzed proteins. Right? He sold something called AminoFit, which was a hydrolyzed lactalbumin with a molecular weight of 220 daltons. You can only imagine what that stuff tasted like. So I had to come up with something that would replace Progenix Recovery. And that product today is known as Synthogen.
Yeah.
And, you know, the fact that it has a 95% reorder rate speaks volumes, and I'll just leave it at that. To summarize, Blueprint was born by digging into the past and using critical thinking to weave key concepts known to be fail-safe. It isn't my work as much as I took creative license from some of the best thinkers in our business and just kind of weaved it together. I have no problem saying the Blueprint is the absolute best you can do as far as using unorthodox fundamentals to juice your gains. So here's the bottom line. Resolve today to put this powerful information into practice. Like many, you'll likely share the opinion who've already pulled the trigger, which means this. There's no faster way to drop jaws than using 3.0, the Blueprint 3.0.
Yeah.
And that's how it happens.
And it's very popular, and so is Synthogen. So there you go. And you know why? Because it comes from the trenches. Rob is one of you. He's looking for the same answers that you're looking for. He's not somebody out there capitalizing on some research. He's trying to fix his own problems, and you end up with a great program and a great product. It's all good stuff. Great answers today, Rob. Thanks so much for answering everybody's questions.
Yeah, I hope it helped.
And we'll see you next week, brother.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. Okay. Privilege and pleasure.
All right, so stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to be joined by Matt Capitelli, and we're going to do a Muscle Saves Lives episode that should inspire you to believe that no matter what you're up against, you have it in you to beat it. We'll be right back. Yeah.
train hard. You push the limits of your body every day, and sometimes pain pushes back. Now silence your pain with Phoenix Kinetocream. Kinetocream is made using a perfect blend of natural ingredients and reduces inflammation and shuts down pain with its very first use. Listen to what one user said about Phoenix Kinetocream.
Training made me ache. My back, my shoulders, even my elbows. I rubbed Kinetocream on my shoulders, and in minutes, I could feel the pain go away, not covered up by that freezing feeling like other creams. The pain was gone.
You can learn more about Kinetocream by visiting PhoenixBioPerformance.com. Don't let pain slow you down. Rise above the ashes with Phoenix Kinetocream. That's PhoenixBioPerformance.com.
Iron Mag Labs is the leading supplement company offering the most hardcore pro-anabolic supplements. Visit IronMagLabs.com and check out our top-selling products. Asta RX, Halo Extreme, Sinustain RX, Eco. Control RX, Decadrol Max, Ultramale RX. Iron Mag Labs makes supplements that actually work. No hype, no BS, just real results. There's a reason you keep hearing about Iron Mag Labs. Come see what you're missing. Visit Iron Mag Labs at IronMagLabs.com for the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements.
Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on SuperhumanRadio.com for a free brochure.
If you're taking more than one nutritional supplement, stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food you can buy. Even Olympic athletes have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. You take just one nutritional supplement to help the brain with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity. It is safe with no contraindications. Learn more at BioAge.com or call 877-288-9116. Mention Superhuman Radio and get a 10% discount. You can also go to SuperhumanRadio.com and click the Bio Age banner ad. Enter promo code SHR for a discount. Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business. Usually something for nothing is worth nothing, but go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad to get a one-year Life Extension Foundation membership free, plus a $25 product credit. So what does that buy you? Cutting-edge information, knowledgeable health advisors, huge discounts on blood tests and supplements. Want to stay younger and healthier longer? Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad and become a Life Extension member now. No cost, no obligation, no kidding.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back. Okay, another installment of Muscle Saves Lives. The importance of physical culture, the development of muscle, and how it can actually change your outcome, no matter what life hands you. We're joined by Matthew Lee Capitelli. Matt Capitelli, how you doing, brother?
Good, man. How are you?
Fantastic, fantastic. So let's give people just a little bit of back history about you before we kind of explain everything and who you are and your level of fame and success and all that sort of stuff. You're originally from upstate New York, right?
Correct.
And how did you get involved in physical culture? Was it traditional? You know, you played football, you needed some muscle, or how did you get into it?
Man, to tell you the truth, it all started when I was young as I can remember. My dad owned his own gym.
Ah.
So I grew up, you know, from the time I was little, just hanging out in the gym with my dad. And, you know, at a young age, he started teaching me just, you know, form and technique and just instilling in me how important exercise and being healthy, you know, was and that kind of lifestyle. So I've been around it for years.
What a wonderful gift he gave you.
Oh, absolutely, man. It's, you know, and I think if I have a son, you know, I'd do the same exact thing.
that's the best way to learn, right? By example. He didn't push it on you. You wanted to be part of that. You saw what it was doing for him. Did he have any mentors, your dad? Did he talk to you about anybody in particular, old-time guys that he looked up to and he wanted to train like?
Well, he was just, you know, in the old school bodybuilding era with Arnold and Franco Colombo.
Right.
And those kind of guys. And, you know, he competed amateurly, just in a couple bodybuilding shows. So, you know, we would, me and my little brother would put on his old tights and we'd have our, we called them muscle shows when I was a little kid.
Okay, so you, this was actually priming you for your future career. So we'll fast forward a little bit first. We're going to jump around a little bit. So we'll fast forward now, and then you became a professional wrestler, did you not?
Yes, I did.
He had to be proud of you, right?
Oh, yeah, he's proud of me. He's always supported me in anything I've done.
And so your ring name was The Flavor, is that correct?
That was part of the reality show I was on that got me into the wrestling business. That was a character, yeah, that I developed for that show.
Very, very cool. And so you were billed at 225 pounds of body weight at 6 foot. You were very, very lean, very, very muscular, and you were a big attraction. You trained actually right in our backyard here for a while, too, at OVW, right?
Yeah, I was at OVW since 2003, you know, until the end of my career.
Well, no. There's no end of your career. Your career actually just took a different direction.
Exactly. But okay, end of my wrestling career.
Yeah, yeah. But okay. So you're at OVW. You're wrestling. You're climbing the ropes. You're becoming popular. You're becoming a favorite of the audience, the fans out there. You've got the look. You've got everything it takes. You got all the earmarkings of somebody who's going to go on and make a career out of this. And then in 2008, something happens, right?
Yeah, it was actually 2006.
I'm sorry, okay.
And I was, at the time, I was the heavyweight, OVW heavyweight champion. And I was, just like you said, I was primed for the next move up, which was a debut on Monday Night Raw, you know, to travel the world and be full-time and be in everybody's homes on a weekly basis. And I was a week away from getting started with that.
Okay, so you're a week away. What happens first? Do you have symptoms?
You know, I look back now, and the only thing I had was some weird vision.
Okay.
Things going on that I couldn't explain, but it almost seemed like I just, you know, wrote it off as being dehydrated.
Okay. Were they like halos? Were they like flashes of light? Was it just like, gee, my vision, I feel like I'm not looking at things straight, and you're just thinking I'm training so hard, maybe I got bumped in the head, something like that?
Yeah, I just thought I was dehydrated, you know, I've been bumping around in the ring, taking shots, and, you know, it was just kind of like every now and again I would lose focus.
Okay. No pain, no nausea, no loss of balance, nothing like that. So when do you go to the doctor? How do you get diagnosed?
Man, this goes on for a couple months, and it didn't get any worse. It just kind of was every now and again, and I was in a match at one of our TV tapings Wednesday night, and at the end of the match, I got caught with an elbow just right in the jaw and got knocked out for a couple seconds.
So as a standard, you got to go see a doctor after that, right?
Yeah, just go get checked out.
Right, right. Which is really good that they do that. I mean, you got to commend these organizations, because you probably went, oh, man, I'm okay. Don't worry about it. I've been knocked out like that before. But they're like, no, you got to go get checked out.
Yeah, I had been hit harder playing football in college than that shot. You know, so I was pulling teeth to get me to go to the hospital to get checked out. But
right.
I went.
So you go and they do what, a CT scan of your skull?
The CT, they, you know, was just one doctor to start with, and then, you know, a couple hours later after waiting, like six doctors walk in.
Ah.
And, you know, I, you know.
And you know something's up because they didn't ask for your autograph. So go ahead. So the doctor says what to you?
Six doctors walk in and they all kind of corner me in this room and just say, you know, hey, we want to get a look at your head, but we found something that's kind of sobering for you. And they said, we found some sort of mass. We don't know what it is, but we've got to find out.
Now I kind of peeped your scar. It looks like it was right above your right ear. Is that correct? Or do I have it reversed? Is it on the left side?
Yeah, it's on the right side. It's like a horseshoe.
Okay. So now you're a little concerned, and so you have to have a second visit. You go back to the hospital. Is that what happens?
Yeah, they got to do a biopsy because they got to go in there and actually sample the tissue to see what it is.
Okay,
get the pathology.
So now you're like, okay, this wasn't expected. This is out of left field. But chances are, a good thing that you did go when you did, right?
Yeah, because I was literally a week away from starting my full-time schedule, which, you know, who knows what would have happened.
Oh, you would have been in the throes of a career, and when it did show up, it may have been so far gone. Because obviously, and we're going to come back and talk about this after the break, but obviously after the biopsy, they broke the news to you. What did they say? Do you remember going to the doctors and sitting down and them telling you what you were going, what you had?
Oh, of course I remember that.
So tell me about it. What is it like? You sit down in the doctor's office and he says what to you?
I sit down. Well, first it's the nurse coming in and she's just kind of prepping stuff and saying, oh, you know, we got your scans back. And then, and I, you know, I'm eager to know what's going on. And she said, well, I'll let the doctor speak with you. You know, it's not something that I can talk about. She was real nice and everything, but I knew something was up at that point, you know, and he walks in and he kind of, I look back, man, and he wasn't real direct about things. And I don't know if that's just how you handle situations like that as a doctor, but he was kind of tiptoeing around things, and it's a tumor, and there's, you know, kind of some conflicting pathology as opposed to, is it malignant, is it benign, and we've concluded that it's more, you know, malignant than it is benign. So and he goes, if we had to categorize it, we'd put it at a stage two.
Out of four, right? There's four stages to a tumor.
Yeah, four is, you know, terminal.
Okay, so now we have to take the break because this hits you blindsided, and now you have to comprehend all this. But plus, you got a career, you got people that are managing you, you got all this stuff in the works, and now all of a sudden you get hit with this.
Plus, my family's in New York, and I'm here by myself.
Yeah, and that does suck because when you don't feel well, you want family around you.
Yeah, man.
You just want family around you. All right, so let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to pick it up with this Muscle Saves Lives story. We're talking to Matt Capitelli, and we're talking about living a life as a superhuman after brain cancer. It's going to get good. For those of you struggling with issues right now, sit down, relax, and take it in. We'll be right back.
If you're taking more than one nutritional supplement, stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food you can buy. Even Olympic athletes have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. You take just one nutritional supplement to help the brain with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity. It is safe with no contraindications. Learn more at BioAge.com or call 877-288-9116. Mention Superhuman Radio and get a 10% discount. You can also go to SuperhumanRadio.com and click the BioAge banner ad. Enter promo code SHR for a discount.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Electronic muscle stimulation is state-of-the-art for pain management and muscle recovery. Now from ABC Medical comes the Pain Pod. Pain Pod is a professional strength EMS unit and provides 12 therapeutic modes and 20 intensity settings. It comes with everything you need. Small, convenient, rechargeable, and portable. But make no mistake, Pain Pod delivers commercial-grade strength for immediate pain relief. The Pain Pod normally sells for $349, but for a limited time, the Superhuman Nation can get the Pain Pod for only $200, including shipping. Pain Pod comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Pain Pod banner ad today to learn more.
Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
Get a free jug of BCAA Extended Performance. That's a $26 freebie when you buy Muscle Gauge Nutrition's Intense, the safest, most effective pre-workout alternative to DMAA. Intense is designed to quickly boost focused energy in a great tasting formula free of aspartame or ACE-K. Only half the caffeine of top-selling concentrated pre-workout formulas on the market. Intense delivers unparalleled mental focus and energy to power your workouts. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Intense banner ad and use coupon code SUPER. That's S-U-P-E-R.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to oral health problems. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good, people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Yeah. Welcome back. We're talking to Matt Capitelli. This is a Muscle Saves Lives episode. So, Matt, now you're sitting there and you're told that you have a malignant tumor in your brain. What are you thinking?
At the time, man, I'm thinking, okay, it's a malignant tumor, but it really didn't click cancer with me.
Right.
You know, so I went home and, you know, it just kind of mulled it over, and then I said to myself, man, I feel like I need to ask that. And I had to call back the doctor's office and said, I need to hear what this is I'm dealing with, besides a malignant tumor that just didn't mean as much to me. And I said, I need to know what I'm facing. And I asked, and I said, do I have cancer? And, you know, the lady again answered and said, well, I have to have the doctor answer that. And,
yeah.
You know, he said, yeah, unfortunately, you're at a stage 2 cancer.
Oh, my God. Okay, so now it hits you, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so you obviously you can't train, you can't work. You have to hunker down and focus on what you have to do for yourself. What are the first steps you take? Do you reach out to anybody in particular? You reach out to your family. What do? Do you fly home?
No, my family flew out.
Good.
Flew out to me. They were there that next day. And, you know, they gave me kind of an option because I wasn't having severe symptoms. They were surprised I hadn't had seizures and that sort of thing. But they said, being a stage 2, the surgery and where the tumor is, it's very risky. You know, you could end up dying. You know,
wow.
We can do one of two things. We can go in and we can risk the surgery now to try to remove as much as we can, or we can monitor with an MRI every month to make sure it's not getting any worse.
Right.
So I chose, well, if I'm not having a bunch of symptoms right now, let's just monitor it for a little while and not jump into this life-changing surgery.
Okay. So so were you able to continue working then, or did the OVW/WWE say, you know what, you can't get in the ring with that?
No, they wouldn't let me in the ring. I mean, they honored the rest of my contract, but they were like, you know, by no means are you doing anything physical.
Right. And that's sensible.
Absolutely.
You know, that's sensible. Okay, so how long do you sit and wait before you actually undergo surgery?
We sat from 06, it was February of 06, and we went that whole year until about December, getting MRIs, and everything was fine. And they said, this may miraculously never change. It may be, you know, you don't need the surgery. We'll just treat you with something. And then in a matter of, I had an MRI in December. Everything looked good. Then in a matter of 2 months, by the next February, I was having severe headaches in the middle of the night, like just breaking me down, like that much pain. And
any physiological functions change? Like, did you have problem with your left side of your body? Were you starting to have impaired skills as a result of where this tumor was? What area of the brain was this tumor compromising?
It hadn't really compromised anything as of yet.
At that point.
And it was just that little bit of vision blurriness. I'd get out of focus every now and again. And in that 2 months, they ended up having to do another scan because I started, you know, experiencing those symptoms. It had tripled in size.
Oh,
out of nowhere.
Oh, man.
Out of nowhere. So they said, okay, no more waiting around. So May 1st of 07, I had surgery.
Okay, so now it's the time to make the decision. You go in, you have the surgery in May. When you come out from under the surgery, how do you feel?
Like $1 million bucks, man.
Really?
It was just, unbelievable, you know, feeling to, when I woke up, I almost couldn't believe that I was waking up and functioning like I normally was.
How much of an area of your brain did they take out? Did they tell you, like, centimeters, millimeters, do you know?
By the time the tumor was fully, I guess, developed or whatever, it was, I think, 10 centimeters big.
Oh, man. So think about this. 2.54 centimeters is an inch.
Well, and then think about this, though. They said it was an invasive type tumor. Normally, when you think of a tumor, you think of a solid mass.
Yeah, like a ball.
This was like a bowl of spaghetti, so it was invasive of all the other tissues, so they had to cut out even more.
Oh, man. And but yet, even with all that removed, you didn't notice anything after the surgery?
The only thing, and I didn't notice this right away, but they told me going in that I was almost 100% going to lose my upper left quadrant of my vision.
Upper left of both eyes, right?
No, just the one eye. Left eye.
Okay, good. So that's compromising just that one eye there. So did you, in fact, lose that?
Yes, I lost majority of that vision.
Does that cause any complications for you today in life?
No, just when I mow the lawn and hit my head on the branch.
Ah, yeah, we all do that. Wait a minute. I must be missing some vision too then. Okay. I actually did that on the Smith machine. It was just this morning, wasn't it? No, it was yesterday. I don't even remember when I trained anymore.
You got hit too hard.
Yesterday, I did it after doing deadlifts. I put my head down. I thought I put it down far enough, but I didn't. I hit the bar on the Smith machine. Okay, so obviously, wrestling is no longer an option, but I want to back up for a second.
Yeah.
Through this whole thing, I know something about you, and I don't want to parade it around, but I do want to talk about it both directly and indirectly because it's an important component to getting through this kind of a situation. You have a very, very deep faith, don't you?
Absolutely.
Okay. So do you think, had you not had this deep faith, and you're a Christian, but no matter who you are out there, whether you're Catholic, whether you're a Jew, whatever you are, faith plays a big role in getting through this, does it not?
100%.
Do you feel that your outcome would have been different had you not had faith?
Absolutely, man. It's that, you know, mindset that this is out of my control.
Right.
You know what I mean? And if I tried to control it like I've tried to do with other things in our lives, like we all do, it doesn't always turn out the right way. But if you trust in what you believe, it's like, you know that this is for a purpose, and there's a bigger calling for that.
Turn it over. Okay. Yeah. Okay, so now, tell me about, what was WWE Tough Enough 3? What was that?
That was a reality TV show on MTV back in 2002, which I won. I ended up winning the show.
That's what got you on. Okay, now I understand. I got some of my dates mixed up over here, so I apologize. I didn't do my research properly.
That's all right.
Okay, so now let's fast forward to today. You are in charge of personal training at my gym, the Louisville Athletic Club on Westport Road.
Yep.
So how has this event changed you in a way that you feel your life is better now?
Man, I tell you what, from what I went through, there's a lot of things I've done that would not have been possible had this not happened to me.
Like?
Just speaking to different groups, going to, you know, I want, the one that sticks out in my head is meeting with some underprivileged kids for a summer program. They came up to me after the program, and these are, you know, like 8 to 10 year old kids who just got horrible home lives and go through all these different struggles. And a couple kids came up to me afterwards after I told my story and just said, I thought I was the only one that had it rough. Yeah. You know what I mean? And they said that to me, and I'm like, no, man, we all struggle. You know, and it was kind of like something that, I was going through my chemotherapy at the time, so I was like, I had a tough time even getting there for that.
Because you were so exhausted all the time.
Yeah, I was so exhausted, and it was like so worthwhile to see that these kids could relate to something that I said and, you know, inspire them as far as, you know, life is not, it's going to be hard, but there's always tomorrow.
Now, you were a big muscular guy when you were wrestling, and then you go through this and you go through chemotherapy. Before the chemo, but after you were diagnosed, did you continue to train?
Man, tell you the truth, after my surgery, my neurosurgeon said, you know, no lifting, no nothing like that. The week after, I took a week off. And the week after that, I was in the gym with, you know, I limited myself to 5-pound dumbbells, but I just had to move around. I had to do something.
But don't you believe, and this is why I do the Muscle Saves Lives episodes, because the people that I have on these shows when we talk about these things, and I have people on these shows that have come back from all sorts of illnesses and car wrecks and everything, mm-hmm. who've all said, I don't think my outcome would have been the same had I not been devotee of physical culture, had I not had this extra muscle on my carcass, had my brain not been created and wired so well because of my heavy resistance training and the demands I put on my body, do you believe that?
100%, man. That's, I stand by that a million. You know, it's like the preparation that I went through for sports and for just my health in general has prepared me for everything that I've faced. And even the doctors were like blown away as to how well my body handled the chemotherapy poison that they were giving me in my recovery. They just couldn't believe that my body still functioned and warded off all this evil stuff that they were throwing at me just because of my physical condition.
And obviously, the level of determination that those of us who love physical culture have, the level of discipline, is part of the reason why you felt like you just needed to move around. You need, even if it was 5-pound dumbbells, you felt, and it's because your body was asking you to do that. Your body was telling you that you would feel better if you went and did that. And let's face it, we know that exercise of any type can only benefit a healing body. It cannot hurt a healing body.
Right, and it's, you know, the thing too that I kept in mind was having the going through the neurosurgery. It was like any chance I could get to move and rebuild any of those neural pathways, that neuromuscular, you know, connection, I was willing to do.
See, and this is something those of us who love and I want to say worship almost physical training, mm-hmm. especially high intensity, heavy weightlifting, and so on.
Yeah.
We understand the collateral upgrades that our vascular system, our cardiovascular system, and our nervous system goes through after years of training. We have, where other people have single roads, we have road maps of nerves making their way into muscles and systems.
Right.
And that's because of years and years of demanding the body work harder. The body upregulates the systems. And so you were right. You're right on the money. And you knew that if you got out there and started moving, because of the old saying, right, mind and muscle connection, you knew that the mind-muscle connection would take over and your brain would start healing faster.
Exactly.
So it is all great stuff. Okay, here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to talk to Matt. We're going to find out about the trip back because he's a big, strong dude now again. And we're going to get to the bottom of his recovery. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. Muscle saves lives. Yes, it does. Believe it. Touch your radio. I will heal you. We'll be right back. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Summer's almost here. Are you ready to put on your bathing suit and hit the beach? Age Force can help. Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch for 1 month absolutely free. The Advanced 7 Keto and T2 formula with sustained time-release delivery make this the most potent and effective fat loss supplement, period. Try it for 30 days absolutely free and see for yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today. What do you have to lose other than body fat? Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch today. Absolutely free. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad now. You train hard. You push the limits of your body every day, and sometimes pain pushes back. Now silence your pain with Phoenix Kinetocream. Kinetocream is made using a perfect blend of natural ingredients and reduces inflammation and shuts down pain with its very first use. Listen to what one user said about Phoenix Kinetocream.
Training made me ache. My back, my shoulders, even my elbows. I rub Kinetocream on my shoulders, and in minutes, I could feel the pain go away, not covered up by that freezing feeling like other creams. The pain was gone.
You can learn more about Kinetocream by visiting PhoenixBioPerformance.com. Don't let pain slow you down. Rise above the ashes with Phoenix Kinetocream. That's PhoenixBioPerformance.com.
If you're taking more than one nutritional supplement, stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food you can buy. Even Olympic athletes have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. You take just one nutritional supplement to help the brain with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity. It is safe with no contraindications. Learn more at BioAge.com or call 877-288-9116. Mention Superhuman Radio and get a 10% discount. You can also go to SuperhumanRadio.com and click the Bio Age banner ad. Enter promo code SHR for a discount. People who want the best whey protein in the world turn to WhayNaturalUSA.com. WhayNaturalUSA produces the only whey protein from grass pasture-fed cows raised right here in the USA. You cannot get the same quality whey protein anywhere else, period. WhayNaturalUSA is cold-processed through the patented Chill-Right process, so all the undenatured fractions of whey stay intact. Just pure grass pasture-fed whey in all its natural glory. Go to WhayNaturalUSA.com today and find out what you've been missing. WhayNaturalUSA. You basically live life thanks to vitamin D. It affects every type of cell and tissue in your body. This is the reason optimizing your vitamin D blood level is essential for healthy living. The most efficient way to optimize your blood level is to take the perfect dose. And the most cost-effective way to determine the perfect dose is through vitamin D blood testing. The vitamin D test for Superhuman Radio is only $30, $17 cheaper than the lowest member price. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad to order.
Get strong. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Matt Capitelli. We're talking about his journey back to a superhuman lifestyle after malignant brain cancer. And as you heard a moment ago, this was not just some large bulk tumor that was easy to remove. It was invasive, which means it has tentacles. It grows into lots of areas. Think of it as a tree with roots and then exculpating all of those roots as part of the process of removing a tumor. And so now we're talking with Matt about the comeback. So you're back in the gym a week later, obviously using light weight. How soon do you really start progressing? And how much weight did you lose through chemotherapy?
I dropped down. I usually hover around 200 pounds, and you know, in the off season when I'm just kind of training on my own, I'm not competing or anything, and I dropped down to about just under 180.
Okay, so that's a considerable amount of weight to lose, and for those of you, I mean, I know Matt, I see him at the gym, he's extremely lean. I have to believe that you're probably maybe 8% body fat.
Probably roughly, yeah, probably in that.
Yeah, area. Yeah, and he's a really thick, strong looking dude with big proud traps and big round shoulders. So he's very muscular. The weight he's conferring here is all muscle. So you lose this muscle, you go through this nauseating, sickening, weakening chemotherapy. How long do you go through chemo for?
I started my right after surgery, I started my 30 radiation treatments right away.
Ugh.
And the chemo in conjunction with that, but I ended up doing 3 years of chemotherapy.
And so, the radiation has to make you nauseous immediately after as well, right?
Well, I kind of tolerated it pretty well. Again, going back to just my physical condition,
yeah,
and everything, I tolerated it better than, and they were kind of blown away too that I just losing my hair. Wasn't really getting all that shit.
And see, people don't understand, those of us who are huge disciples of physical culture, we challenge pain on a daily basis and block it out. When you're squatting and you have that weight across your back and it wants to cut right through your traps and you're pushing it up and down, you are already pushing pain aside. So many of us in this audience, we already have very, very high thresholds to pain, and a lot of doctors are amazed anytime you undergo anything. I've done things without anesthesia, and doctors have been like, you know, this doesn't bother you, and it's like, no, I'd rather not have the anesthesia if that's okay. You know, it's like, so how long does this all last now, between the radiation and the chemo?
Radiation and the chemo culminated, it was 3 years, which ended November of 2009.
Okay, and so you've lost a lot of weight. Did you continue to try to train, or was it just impossible to train with chemo and radiation?
I tried, and at the time I was, you know, trying to balance you know, what I had left of a work schedule and kind of thing. So it was, I did what I could, but I didn't push anything. And also I had to be very careful because I had a lot of exposed blood vessels now, so they didn't want me to overexert myself.
Sure, because Valsalva, that's an aneurysm waiting to happen.
Then. Exactly.
Yeah, very interesting. Okay, so when do you start actually training again, where you're really starting to step it up a little bit?
Probably in 2010, the end of that year. So probably a year removed from my chemo and everything.
And are you back to your normal weight and strength at this point in time?
No. It was a gradual process. And actually, I had an injury. I tore my patella tendon.
Oh.
In the meantime, so that was another setback. But on the meanwhile, you know, I was making my gains slowly, and it wasn't until I'd say probably end of last year up until like right now where I'm at my peak, where I'm probably at the strongest and biggest that I've ever been at this point.
I want to get into that. Hold that thought. The patella tendon, was it preceded by any indication of like tendonitis or anything like that?
I had tendonitis from high school into college, and I had a previous surgery before that.
In that particular patella tendon?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Because I was going to say, I was wondering if like the chemo had the ability to dry out soft tissue like ligaments and tendons, and that preceded it. But obviously, there was a previous injury there.
Yeah, and I asked about that specifically, and they said no, it wouldn't have done that.
Were you squatting when you tore it?
No, I was actually playing volleyball.
Oh,
believe that or not?
Yeah, you torqued your leg. Okay, I can understand that. Yeah. All right. So you are now bigger and stronger than you were in the past. Talk about your routine now. How often do you train? What type of training do you do?
I'm training 4 days a week with weights. 3 days, I just do a high-intensity cardio for no more than 10 minutes.
And when you say high-intensity, how long are you blasting off or sprinting for, and how long are you resting in between?
I'm going probably 10 to 30 seconds all out, depending on what I'm doing, you know, with a recovery in between, probably double that time.
What are you using, machines, or are you sprinting outside?
No, I do sprints. I do hill climbs, running stairs. The only thing I use in the gym really is those battle ropes.
Oh yeah, they're pretty cool.
Yep.
Hey, by the way, did you see we got a bar jack?
Yeah, I did see that.
I've been begging for that. Actually, I was begging for the true bar jack, the one that hits both sides of the bar at once.
Yeah.
But Mike said, look, Bob is concerned that it's so big and people will trip over it. So we got that one-sided bar jack. So I'm really excited. I deadlifted yesterday for the first time with a bar jack. It was so cool. So anyway, but I've been bugging Bob, and when Mike came along, he heard my pleas, and he says, I'll find one for you. So anyway.
Nice.
How about resistance training? Are you a disciple of any particular programs? Do you train more like a power lifter, more like a bodybuilder? You use a 5x5 template? What do you do?
Man, I do kind of a hybrid. I stay away. I don't do anything over 8 reps. I use basically my power movements. I do one Olympic lift. I'll do a snatch. I do deadlifts, bench, squats, and those are my core lifts. And then
right.
I base everything else off as like accessory stuff. But I don't train like a bodybuilder. I'm more like a power lifter at this point.
Yeah, strength guy. Or what I like to call general preparedness or functional training. Just you want to be strong in all your moves as much as you can.
Exactly.
Will you ever go back and take a shot at wrestling again? Or can you?
Man, I tried. I tried to work something out, and they were real interested in using me again, you know, with my story and everything.
Sure.
And getting out there. But there's a lot of red tape in the medical community.
Well, how so? What do you mean? Like, there's a lot of liability if they bring you on?
A lot of liability because, you know, the WWE would say, all right, we have to get you medically cleared to compete. And what doctor is going to write off to say that I'm completely able to compete? I am, but they can't say what would happen to me if I took another blow to the head.
Yeah, yeah. And do you really want to subject yourself to that? I mean, you kind of
right.
You did that. You got that T-shirt. So okay. So what's the future for Matt Capitelli? I mean, I know you're the head of personal training at the gym now.
Yeah.
Are you looking for opportunities to go out and guest speak? Motivational speak, or do you want to just continue to help people change their lives physically?
Man, I want to change people's lives any way I can, you know, whether it's physically, emotionally. And, you know, I haven't turned down an opportunity to get out there and share my story in hopes of doing that. You know, and I enjoy in the gym taking people who have different scenarios in their life that physically just need to get better. And also, you know, as we talked about this, the physical training is going to change your mindset as well.
Yeah.
Your emotional well-being.
It's amazing. doctors, the medical orthodoxy does not understand the importance of muscle on so many different levels. Preparing people to handle circumstances or even avoiding chronic disease. Muscle plays a very, very large role in it, but we can't get doctors to recognize it. And we also can't get people to do the things that they need to do.
Right.
And that's the other thing, you know, trying to get motivate people to do this. Obviously, when you hear a story like yours or some others that we've done on the Muscle Saves Lives series, it makes people say, well, maybe I should get into the gym and start paying attention to getting stronger, building more muscle. But it's hard. It's hard to get people to stick with it for a while.
It is. It's, you know, it's just like anything else, the old saying, oh, you can lead people to the water, but you can't make them drink.
So how are your parents feeling about everything now? Obviously, you're out of the woods, but it was very, very, I'm sure they were worried stiff for you during that process. How are they feeling? Do they want you to come home? They don't care if you live here in Louisville? What's the deal?
Well, you know, I met my wife and I got married right around the time of my diagnosis.
You're kidding. I didn't know that.
Yeah. When I was diagnosed, I you know, we had been dating for 3 years at that time, and I proposed to her, and I just said, look, if this is too much, I understand. And she said, you know, no way, you know, that I'm going to pass this up because of, you know, what you're going through. So we eloped and went to Hawaii and got married.
Oh, that's very cool. That's very, very cool.
Yeah, but no, they're supportive of, you know, me staying here. And, you know, of course, I miss being home, but her family's here. And, you know, we make the best of it.
And you go back to New York once in a while. Just don't go in the wintertime. Upstate New York
is brutal. No, I'm going next week.
You know what's really funny? People don't know. Anybody who doesn't know about New York, if you say you're from New York, they're like, oh, wow, the big city. But when you look at upstate New York, it's just like Kentucky. It's like Louisville.
It is.
It's green, horses, lots
farmland,
of apple trees.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. But also, so cold in the wintertime.
Yeah.
A lot of people can't appreciate that. Let's do this. Let's take our last commercial break. When we come back, we're going to wrap it up. We're talking with Matt Capitelli. Very, very inspiring story. And we're going to wrap it up when we come back. Stay tuned.
New from Rob Regish. Purchase the Blueprint 3.0 today and lock in your free 3-month subscription to the Blueprint Bulletin. Find out what many in the BP Army already know. This is the best investment they've ever made. Includes the free Superhuman University, add 1 inch to your upper arms course, and 3 months of Blueprint Bulletin secrets to up your game. Click the Blueprint banner ad today or go to bodybuildingsupplements.com and purchase your ticket to Gainesville in the fast lane. Usually something for nothing is worth nothing, but go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad to get a 1-year Life Extension Foundation membership free, plus a $25 product credit. So what does that buy you? Cutting-edge information, knowledgeable health advisors, huge discounts on blood tests and supplements. Want to stay younger and healthier longer? Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad and become a Life Extension member now. No cost, no obligation, no kidding.
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest protein bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to oral health problems. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good, people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise With Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. We're talking with Matt Capitelli, who beat malignant brain cancer, is living the life of a superhuman, strong, strong dude. Okay, so a little bragging time here, Matt.
Yeah.
So what's your squat like?
Oh, man. Jeez, since my surgery, I'm probably I don't max very much. I go down to probably about 4 or 5 reps, but I'm sitting at about 400.
And do you not max because you don't want to get your blood pressure up too high?
Yeah, I'm kind of cautious of doing anything less than like 4 or 5 reps just because of that.
Yeah, Valsalva is tough. The high intensity training. Do you ever do slow state, you know, moderate length cardio, or you just avoid that entirely now?
Never.
Is that something you learned back in the day when you were a wrestler, or is that something you've come to now?
It's something I've always done, and it's always worked best for me just because of the afterburn effect of you know, burning calories way beyond your cardio session. You know, and it's not something I hate long, slow distance cardio.
Yeah, I know. It's boring.
I get bored out of my mind. Plus, I'm an athlete by nature, so I need to do stuff athletic.
Yeah, you want to like sprint because you're applying yourself then, obviously.
Yeah. Plus, I want to keep as much fast twitch fibers as I can as I get older.
Yeah, that's for sure. Do you want to plug anything today? Do you have a website? Do you have anything that you're promoting on your own? Maybe upcoming speaking engagements or anything like that?
Yeah, one thing I am doing, affiliated again with Ohio Valley Wrestling, and I'm going to be teaching a beginner's training class for people that want to get into professional wrestling. And that's you can go to ovwrestling.com and look at the beginner's plan, and the next semester starts August 24th. It's going to be a 10-week class that I'm going to teach, just getting people, you know, training that want to get into the professional wrestling industry.
You know, it's funny. I used to be a huge fan of wrestling when I was a kid. Mm-hmm. Guys like Bruno Sammartino,
yeah.
Haystack Calhoun. I mean, these guys were. I used to wait every Friday night. I know it was Friday night, Lucha Libre, Channel 47, used to have it. It was a Spanish-speaking station, but it was wrestling in English. It was pretty cool.
Yeah.
And fast forward to today, training at places like Powerhouse Gym, the Fitness Factory, and even LAC to some degree, it's amazing how many amazing wrestlers that I've had the opportunity to meet and even train with that I become friends with. Back in the day, Dave Bautista used to train at Powerhouse on Westport Road when Jeff Rui owned it.
Yep.
So did Bobby Lashley. So did the guy, I think I talked to you about this guy. He used to go by the name of the Boogeyman. He used to throw the worms in the middle of the ring.
Yeah, Marty Wright.
Yeah, great guy. I mean, another great guy. I mean, there's so many great wrestlers. There was a kid named Mike Mondo that I think moved back to New York now.
Yeah.
Another guy that I used to train with at Powerhouse. Amazing breeding ground for some of the best athletes I've ever met who happen to be wrestlers. And one of the things that people don't understand about wrestling is they go, oh, well, it's all fake. Well, yeah, maybe it is fake. Maybe they really don't hate each other. But guess what? They're really leaping off of those ropes. And they're right. Really running into each other. And they're really taking kicks to the chest. And they're really bouncing off the ring. Yeah. And you know what? You have to be an athlete to be able to do that stuff. I don't care if you're playing football or you're a wrestler. You better be in top condition.
Right, and there's no off season for wrestlers. It's year round.
Yeah, I know. I never thought about that.
Yeah.
I watched The Rock work out the other day. Somebody sent me a link to a video, and I was really disappointed. All he did was heavy shrugs, and some push-ups. And lots of heavy curls, and I got the feeling that he doesn't really train any of the big heavy compound movements anymore. And maybe now that he's an actor, he has to be careful. But it didn't look like he squats or deadlifts, but he definitely does a lot for his shoulders, his traps, and his upper arms.
Yeah.
And I kind of felt a little like, oh, man, come on, dude, you know.
Yeah, no,
come on, give me a bench press. Give me a squat. Come on, give me something that those of us who love it really know that you're really in the game. You know
right.
what I mean?
Yep.
But anyway, well, listen, I got to wish you a lot of luck. Your story is inspiring. It, you know, we talked about it just now, and it was kind of like, oh yeah, you know, shooting the breeze. But you had brain cancer, malignant brain cancer. That could be a death sentence to anybody. I have to believe that both your love of physical culture, your faith, and your attitude makes the difference between your outcome and the guy who doesn't make it. That's just my opinion.
I got to agree with you, man.
So there you go. I wish you all the luck in the world. See you at the gym tomorrow.
Yeah, buddy.
Okay. Take care.
Strap it up, man.
All right. Thank you. All right, so there you go, Matt Capitelli. Great story, and hopefully you were inspired by it. Also want to thank Rob Regish for coming on during the first hour and delivering the Blueprint Power Hour. Don't forget to click the Blueprint banner on Superhuman Radio today, and we'll see you tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio.
Is the Superhuman Channel.
Usually something for nothing is worth nothing.